right, programming note coming up in hour number three. You won't want to miss it because Jim Jordan will be here. Jim Jordan will be here from Ohio. He, of course, one of the most outspoken critics of Adam Schiff and the entire impeachment sham. He'll be joining us in hour number three, as will Dr. John Wyckoff. And we'll be talking about your good health. Right now, I'm still digging back and looking at this. The Department of Justice conceding that two of its Carter Page FISA orders were not valid. They were not valid, and because of that, one has to wonder about the entire investigation into the Trump administration. You have to wonder about that. Plus, Chuck Grassley revealing this week that it appears that Stephen Halper, a Cambridge University professor, a guy that was targeting George Papadopoulos, that was targeting Carter Page to become spies inside the Trump campaign, apparently being paid by the Obama administration's Department of Defense. Pretty big revelations, I'd say. Joining me now, Hogan Gidley, Deputy Assistant to the President and Principal Deputy Press Secretary. Hogan, welcome back.
Great to be back. Thanks so much for the time. Good morning.
We'll get to impeachment, but that's kind of not going anywhere. But what about this? it's not going anywhere. This thing with Chuck Grassley seems like a very big deal to me. He's connected. Chuck Grassley is persistent. He's slow. He's thorough. And he's connecting the dots. And then you go to the fact that the DOJ now concedes that at least two of its Carter Page FISA orders were simply not valid, number two and number three, which casts great doubt on the entire process, does it not?
Of course. I've known Mr. Grassley for quite some time, having been through Iowa now on multiple campaigns. I mean, he is a fixture, of course, and loves this country, loves the state, loves justice, loves the law. And you're seeing some of that now. I have to say, I don't want to be trite here with this analogy, but it is an onion. I mean, the more you peel it, the more it stinks. And I think the American people are kind of getting a peek behind this curtain to say, hey, this is, someone's calling me now. Maybe the deep state checking in on me as we speak.
Maybe it's
no,
your
I'm
agent.
Kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah. But look, this is all significant. We now know that, the campaign was spied upon. And I don't think that this is the end of anything. I think it's quite frankly the beginning of a lot of information that we're going to see begin to pour into the public sphere. Because look, if the government can do this to a presidential candidate, if the government can do this to an individual who's been elected to office, it can do it to anybody.
Right.
And I don't think the president's been very clear. I don't want this to happen, not just to me, but to any president in the future. I don't think this should happen to any citizen. And so, hopefully the truth comes out sooner or later.
And what Chuck Grassley has been able to establish here in reading his letter is the relationship with the FISA court, the relationship between the Stephen Halper and the Steele dossier, and the relationship to key Russians, not the Trump campaign, Stephen Halper working for the Obama administration.
Obama. Sure.
Exactly. And all of these things are starting to come together, and Chuck Grassley is persistent.
Have you noticed there is such a pattern of Democrats across the board?
Sure.
They are so quick to accuse the Republicans of the very things that they themselves are doing.
No question
right?
about it.
Right, right. The Senate's not fair to Adam Schiff. But his process in the House, for impeachment to get over to a fun topic.
Right.
His process in the House was done behind closed doors. White House couldn't participate. They couldn't send lawyers. They couldn't present evidence. They couldn't cross-examine witnesses. That's fair. But when you get to the Senate and you let both sides vote on things, you do it all transparent in daylight, well, that's not fair. We don't like that. It's ridiculous.
Look, Hogan Gidley here from the White House. As we look to the impeachment and Adam Schiff, he has not moved the needle, except maybe in the wrong direction for himself. Lisa Murkowski saying she was offended by the notion that somehow if she doesn't vote for witnesses or more documents, that she's part of a cover-up. Now, she's one of the key senators they need to come across the aisle for them to get witnesses and documents, if that's to happen. Now, I don't think that Adam Schiff has done himself any favors, and I think it's been a long retread of the same things, and every 40 minutes you hear it again. Your thoughts?
Same clip. Same song, different verse, as we like to say over here. Look, they're not presenting any new evidence. This is the same thing they had before. It's all from your father's brother's cousin's nephew's former roommate, to quote a line from the old Mel Brooks movie. It's never directly associated with the president. They had 17 witnesses. We had zero. The only two witnesses that Democrats put forward that actually spoke directly to the president, the only two, both said, hey, we talked directly to the president, and the president said, No quid pro quo. I don't want anything.
Right.
So I'm not exactly sure where their case goes from here. Do we want it to be dismissed? Sure. Do we want the president to be exonerated?
Of course.
Whatever form that takes, we'll kind of leave that up to the Senate. Do we think the merits warrant a trial? No. We think it warrants dismissal. But the president's ready. The team is ready. And as we start to move into the weekend and to the first of next week and present our side of things, the American people are going to see what the president does in this office is legal, lawful, constitutional, and is on their behalf each and every time.
Right. Hogan Gidley here from the White House, the deputy assistant to the president, principal deputy press secretary. Speaking of the defense team, Jim Jordan will join us here on the program in just a few minutes. I'm going to ask you this question because this is important. The 24 hours of making the case is painful for all the reasons we just cited. And I wonder if the president's defense team would do themselves a favor by abbreviating, not taking 24 hours to go over the same points or whatever it might be, but just say, here's our defense. It's not requiring 24 hours. It's simple and to the point. I'll give you the last word.
Well, it's simple and to the point because the facts are simple and to the point. The president did nothing wrong. Everything he did was legal and was lawful. And as I said, many times before, I got to your radio show this morning, you know, when you have an easy defense, when the defense is clear and the facts are on your side, the presentation doesn't take that long. If you don't have much, then you have to do a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of smoke screens, a lot of pounding on the desk and pounding on your chest and try and prove something that isn't there. It's going to take a long time, and it's going to be, you know, sound a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing, and that's exactly what the Democrats have, nothing.
Exactly.
And we have
right.
all the truth and all the facts on our side, and we're going to present them, and the American people are going to see it.
Hogan Gidley, Deputy Assistant to the President, Principal Deputy Press Secretary. Always appreciate you being here, Hogan. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks so much. Y'all too.
There you have it. All right, Hogan Gidley on the program. And like I said, Jim Jordan joining us in hour number three here. You don't want to miss that. We can maybe get an insight as to what the defense position is going to be. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gerber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.